Dr. Bonsella, please explain for a non-specialist the significance of your article.
It has been postulated that much of the carbon that is found on the surface of a newly formed planet comes from the infall of carbonaceous meteorites. There is a diverse variety of carbon compounds in these bodies, including short-chain fatty acids, ranging from acetic to decanoic acid, and large quantities of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. It is well known that decanoic acid will spontaneously form bilayer vesicles in water under specific conditions of pH and temperature. We set out to determine how mixtures of decanoic and other shorter chain fatty acids behave with respect to vesicle formation. We have also discovered that these anionic vesicle systems are quite adept at encapsulating polyanionic molecules. Furthermore, it has been postulated that polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons can dissolve in the hydrophobic portion of fatty acid vesicles and could function as antenna molecules to absorb light energy, which could be used to drive chemistry within or on the vesicle. So, we have developed a system in which we have used PAH that is dissolved in the hydrophobic portion of the vesicle bilayer as a sensitizer to drive electron transfer from outside the vesicle to inside the vesicle, reducing a polyanionic molecule that is encapsulated within the vesicle. This is a very simple energy transduction system in which light is used to drive a chemical transformation across a membrane boundary consisting of what are believed to be prebiotically relevant compounds. Similar electron transfer reactions have been demonstrated using modern phospholipid membranes, but not in such a simple system.
What had motivated you to conduct this work?
As synthetic chemists, we recognized that an opportunity existed to create simple models of what might occur in prebiotic chemical mixtures and to ask questions such as, how do such systems behave? For example, how does the presence of mixtures of fatty acids affect their stability? Can such simple systems encapsulate substrates? And what kinds of chemistry can be done or mediated by these vesicles?
Where do you see this work developing in the future?
In the future, we plan to make more complicated vesicle structures that should be more stable than the ones that we have made that are composed solely of fatty acids. By including neutral surfactant molecules that are plausible in a prebiotic setting, we should be able to generate vesicles that are more stable with respect to changes in temperature, pH, and other environmental variables. Generating these more stable structures will allow us to explore whether or not more complicated chemical transformations are possible.
Are there any particular challenges facing this research in the future?
Specifically, we would like to build a simple vesicle system in which we can use the photo-induced transmembrane electron transfer process that we have demonstrated in this work to drive a two-electron chemical process on the inside of the vesicle. If this is possible, it would represent a storage of the photochemical energy that we use for electron transfer in the formation of a chemical bond of a new molecule inside of the vesicle. This would be a step toward generating chemical complexity within the vesicle that would further differentiate the material inside the vesicle from the medium on the outside.